know, we had a chance to really cover some things as a team the last couple of days. You know, Wednesday, and then, you know, we all have a dead time today. We were able to, you know, get a few things accomplished. So, I mean, overall, it was a good trip. Felt like the players stepped up and, you know, competed well tonight. Atlanta's a real good team at home, and we knew that they have a lot of energy. They showed that on the first drive, and fortunately, we were able to keep them out of the end zone and kind of get on track a little bit there and, you know, made enough plays to, you know, to stay ahead most of the game. So, good to get this one behind us. You know, now we'll move on to, you know, a little bit more of a regular week with St. Louis in the last two preseason games. But, you know, I thought overall the players stepped up and played competitively tonight, and thought we had a good effort. And again, just a, you know, a good week down here. It was a good 3 days. We got a lot done, and we still got a lot to do, but, you know, I feel good about the way the players worked and what we got accomplished this week. You know, I think all the backs ran pretty well tonight. You know, Fred, you know, looked and he hit that draw, bounced through there. So I mean, all the backs had long runs, I think, at, you know, one point or another. So that's good to see. But, you know, Fred's had a good camp. He's been out there every day, and he's worked hard. I think he's in good condition, and looks like he can still run well. That was the next step. You know, he's still got a ways to go, but that was the next step. You can't control that in a passing game. And you throw to the guys that are open, so. But the big thing is to get him in there, let him play a little bit. We talked about it this week, and that was kind of the next step for him, and he felt good about it, so we put him in there, played a few plays.
So what did you see on Hernandez's touchdown
pick? I couldn't see much. Back of the end zone, there's a lot of people in front of me, so I really didn't see much of it all night.
What did you see overall from the tight ends and the way they're contributing to the offense in terms of helping you be a little balanced?
Well, I think they've got a long way to go. I mean, Algie's clearly the most experienced, and you know, he makes a lot of good decisions out there. He's been through the ropes, you know, just a question of acclimating himself to our system. You know, Robin and Aaron, you know, both have shown flashes of good things. They've got a ways to go. But I think they're working hard and making progress, and I think probably both of them, like most of the rookies, probably most of them improved from last week to this week, and I think that was probably the case with Aaron and Rob from what I did see. So that's good. No, I'm trying to watch a lot of people out there, and I really don't have a good feel for that. I'll have to watch the tape. But I mean, I think overall we play competitively as a team. We'll save the individual evaluations until really get a chance to look at all the plays. But I'm sure, you know, most everybody has some good ones and probably some not so good ones. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So many good things have come up in this Atlanta week. And that was one of them. They did it against us last year up in Foxborough. We talked about it. We anticipated it. And it was good to actually have it in game conditions. It's just a little different than it is in practice. And you know, so certainly a lot of things we could learn from that, as well as the two-minute situations and, you know, all the other things that came up, too. But, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, I mean, that's. I feel like all the backs have got a chance to handle the ball, and, you know, we've got more games left, and they'll get more carries. So the good thing is we were able to have some success running the ball and have it for a number of plays so that we could, you know, have some more opportunities to run it. So that's good. You know, when you go three and out, then nobody gets to, offensively, nobody gets to do anything. We don't get to carry it. We don't get to throw it. So it's good to have some long drives and you know, give everybody a chance to handle it. About? Yeah, well, I think we all know that. Nobody works harder than Wes. You know, he's as competitive and as hard-working a player as we've had, and we've had a lot of them, but I'll put him right up there with all of them. Well, I mean, Derek's got a lot of experience, but I think, you know, it was good to get him back in the action. He had a good week. He's got a long way to go. He's got a lot of ground to make up, and I think he made up some of it this week. Hopefully he can make up some more next week. You know, I know he's working hard at it, and I'm not worried about that. It's just, you know, there's no substitute for, you know, snaps and reps in practice and in games. So he'll get more of them, and, you know, I think he still needs them. Okay, thank you.